Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
It says this in the book of 1 Kings, the 21st chapter. We're going to look at the first through the third verse, and then we're going to jump down to the 14th and 15th verse. Now, I have spoken from this particular passage before, but I'm taking a different direction today. So I'm asking you to hear the word of the Lord. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it, or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. Now, verse number 14. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. I want to talk to you for the next few moments. I'm asking you to walk with me in the word. Naboth had a vineyard. Naboth had a vineyard. Would you lift your hands and pray? Father, I love you and I thank you that your word is real, that it is alive today and we can be saved by it. And I thank you, Lord, and I pray that you help us to hear this, to respond to this. I pray that you anoint me to preach it, God. My lips is clay. Anoint us all to hear, to receive, and to respond. Thank you, God, for your great grace and mercy and your compassion and your name and your love, Lord. I pray, minister, Lord, to those that are hurting and dying today. Help us, Lord, to have truth prevailing in our hearts and minds. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name against the enemy that is coming against us, and the Lord, we rebuke and bind those spirits, Lord, that would oppose us. And I pray, God, that you are glorified in our life. Be magnified. Thank you, God, for the revelation of truth. And thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in it and through it and by it. And we trust in you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Would you lift your hands and praise him right now one more time before you're seated? God, I praise you and I exalt your holiness, Lord. I exalt your righteousness. Be glorified in the earth, Lord, in all things. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the name of the Lord. Naboth the Jezreelite. As his name implied, so was his life lived. There are two schools of thought as to what the name of Naboth meant. The first was that it meant the word or prophecy. The second school of thought was that the meaning of it was sprout or fruit. In either case, the life lived by Naboth was a life of defined determination. It was a fulfillment of the man that he was named to be and the purpose that he lived for himself and those who came before him and those who followed. He had a vineyard. He had a vineyard, the word said. And that vineyard came hard against the palace of the wicked king Ahab, meaning simply that the line of the land that he owned came right up. It came right up to the wall of the palace of the king. Now walk with me. There was no space unoccupied. There was no middle ground, no gray area of who did or did not own a particular space. It came hard against the palace of Ahab. Naboth had a vineyard. It was a vineyard that had been invested into and had been handed to each generation that followed another, and now Ahab wanted that vineyard of Naboth for his own. But Naboth said no to the proposal. There would be no sale. There would be no trade of land to accommodate or compromise the intention of Ahab. So the wife of Ahab, Jezebel, devised a plan. Two wicked men would concoct a false claim against Naboth. That they somehow had heard Naboth speak against the king, first of all, but more importantly, they would say that they heard Naboth blaspheme God. So it was, they did, and in turn, the people of Israel believed the untrue report and stoned him until he died. Word came to Jezebel. One, Naboth is stoned. Two, Naboth is dead. It was not just enough